Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And then, of course, it goes to 4-4. Then Freddie Freeman homered to make it 5-4. And I clocked out not too long after that, it appears. But the final score was Houston 9-5. And now Houston's favored in Game 6. And if they win Game 6, they probably will be favored in Game 7. Now, the Braves are still a pretty overwhelming favorite to win this World Series. They're minus 235 right now. Houston is plus 190, but you squander that opportunity to get game five at home when you're up 4-0 in the first. Now you go back to Houston, and if you don't win this one on tomorrow night, things get real tricky for you in a game seven on Wednesday. Jeff Calkins up next.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Remember auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. It's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics, so if you are the type of person that likes to support local businesses, to support the local university, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a financial bind if something were to happen to you. It happens every day in this country, sadly, but it doesn't have to. You can avoid it with a great life insurance policy. So if you need one, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. There's two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, although when I saw that it was like just like practically 5 o'clock and radio was calling, I assumed you were still off. Like, who the hell? You never get to me. What the hell has gotten into you, man? What has happened?
I'm under I'm under strict orders today. You've got something you got to do at 5:30, which you graciously made me aware of well in advance, and Bennett's sending me emails like, we got a hard out at 5:56 for the Grizzlies game. I'm under strict just trying to be a good employee. I took last week really to just focus on how can I be a more on-time radio host. That's what I thought about all last week. And today was my day to prove I can do it.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We'll talk Grizzlies in a second. But you were inside FedEx Forum yesterday for Memphis' second and final exhibition. For your first glimpse of Imani Bates and Landers Nolley, you wrote about it at DailyMemphian.com. What did you think?
I thought it was great to see him. That was the first thing. It's funny. I got an email from someone who said, boy, I bet you feel stupid that you last week you worried that they were, you know, that they were out. And I, first of all, as we went through the four who missed last week, I expected Imani to play this time. That didn't seem serious to me. The one who people worried about, and I think understandably, was Landers. I didn't expect Chandler Lawson to play. He didn't play. I did expect Imani to play. He did play. The one I thought who was up in the air a little bit was Flanders, and we shall see how it played out. But it could not have gone better yesterday, both because, Monty was just great. And great in a way that you don't necessarily – I mean, you know, you're familiar with his game. I hadn't seen him except her in highlights and then, you know, at an open practice. Great in a way that you don't necessarily expect of a reclassified freshman. It's not like he was just putting up a bunch of shots and making them all or whatever. He just had a real poise and a sense of the game, and he's a brilliant passer. And like, it was, you let the game come to him, and I just thought he was tremendous. Wasn't the leading scorer, but that was almost part of what made him so impressive. Just really impressive in the way that he thinks about and his feel for the game of basketball. As far as Landers, you know, we can say all we want that if Landers had decided to bail, that they would have been quote unquote fine, and I think they would have been quote unquote fine. But he's a preseason, a first team All Conference. He is a killer and a scorer, and for a team that has struggled with offense, to have him back and sounding as enthusiastic as he did yesterday, who knows if it'll bear out. But I thought it was just about everything you could have wanted from those two.
I love that you got that email. Do you realize I've been reading my entire life, and I swear to you, I have never read a column or anything to the point where I was compelled to email somebody ever. Right. I've never done it in my life. I've never emailed somebody.
It's flattering. It's nice that people care what we think about and say and whatever else.
To ask somebody if you feel stupid.
What was I so wrong about? Chandler didn't play. I didn't think he was going to play. Imani did play. I didn't think he was going to play. The one who I was up in the air about and hoped he would play was Landers, and he looked great. Honestly, and they looked really good together, which I thought was interesting. Obviously, Imani started and Landers came off the bench, but the team was at its best when they were both on the floor. Right. I'm really going to be interested in what they do with Alo and all of that, because I don't think it's remotely settled.
No, and it shouldn't be. You know, ultimately, the goal should be to get your five best players on the court as often as possible together. Now, if they don't fit, then you got to adjust. But that should be the goal, and, you know, Penny doesn't need advice from me or anybody else on how to coach his basketball team. But I would at least explore every option that is reasonable, with the idea being Alex Lomax as my starting point guard is my backup plan. And if we have to go there, because nobody else can do the job the way we need it to get done, then we'll just go there, and then we'll do our best from that spot. But I would exhaust every alternative before I settled in with that. That's a pretty easy thing to settle into. I would not settle into it until I'm certain Imani Bates can't be that guy or whomever else.
Well, that was the funny thing about it then, because, I agree that you want your best five. Obviously, if your best five are all, you know, fives, you can't have them all on the court at the same time. There is a question of fit and complementary and skills and all of that. What was interesting was Penny even said afterwards, like he said, I wanted to see a bunch of things. I wanted to see Malco play with Jalen again. I wanted to see what this particular starting lineup was like. And he said, you know, the only thing I really didn't do was ever, you know, see what Imani would be like as the point guard, which is true. Like, he never it's really interesting is that after saying all summer that Imani was going to be the point guard, or ever since he committed he was going to be the point guard, Penny, by his own words, the only thing he did not try, not the only thing, but the notable thing he did not try yesterday was Imani as the point guard. Now, I'm not convinced that he works as a point guard. I really am not.
Here's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
If they've already got to a point where they're not even playing with it in an exhibition, whether they'll ever say it or not, They've reached a they seem to have reached a place where they just don't
think. They think he's not.
Right.
That's the thing. They didn't. And so, like, he is a brilliant passer as a secondary, as he's a brilliant passer for a two, but that doesn't mean you're a one. And right. And honestly, like, he was very effective moving the ball, seeing the floor, whatever else, but not bringing it up, right? I mean, that wasn't his role. And so I don't know how they're going to do it. Earl Timberlake was really the second point guard that they tried. After Alo came out, it was Earl Timberlake brought up the ball. Tyler, who I don't expect will, be a real factor, but he played a little point guard too. But, yeah, they didn't even really experiment with Amani on the ball. So people can say all they want that you got to have the five best on the floor. But if we all know who the quote-unquote five best are, and if none of those can play the point, that's not what they're going
to
do.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Switching to the Grizzlies, obviously a pretty disappointing night on Saturday night. The Miami Heat are in, beat them by 26, even though Bam Adebayo was ruled out before the game. I joked about them having a little baby concert Friday night inside FedEx Forum and then them just not showing up on Saturday night. Perhaps that was a factor to some degree, but the most obvious thing was they showed no resistance defensively, and now they have the second worst defensive rating in the entire NBA. The only team that's worse is Orlando. And it is true that, Dylan Brooks coming back whenever he does will help defensively because he's your best perimeter defender. You could put him on Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler probably doesn't get things as easily as he got him the other night. But Dylan Brooks is not going to fix this completely, which suggests they've got some real things to figure out independent of Dylan Brooks' return on the defensive end of the court.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, Ja is not a plus defender, obviously. They're figuring it out with Jaren and Steven Adams. I do think that what we're seeing, it's not just Dylan's absence. It's that because of his absence, you've got Ja, De'Anthony Melton, who creates chaos, but is a smaller guy, and Desmond Bane. Like, those are three little guys by NBA standards, right? And then who are in your starting lineup. And so it's not just the absence of Dylan. I just think when Dylan comes back, the whole thing makes a little more sense. The bench makes a little more sense. Now, they're not the first team that, has to play without an injured player, and you wouldn't say that they're having to play without their best player or anything like that. So it shouldn't be disabling the way it has been. But, I mean, Taylor Jenkins after that game was, like, he was livid. He was just repeating the same answer twice. He said, well, what happened? He said, well, they played great and we didn't. And, okay, what did you think about the defense? They played great and we didn't. Well, so he's mad at something, right? And so was he mad at himself? Was he mad at effort? Was he mad at – it very clearly was not happy with the performance. And, the Heat knocked down a bazillion shots, but a lot of those shots were not challenged. It was an atrocious performance. Well, I went to that game thinking I would write a column, and I packed up in the fourth quarter and came home.
Yeah, I can't confirm this. I asked Drew Hill about it, but one I heard, just heard – that he gave them, he canceled shoot around. Cause like, I don't want to say the whole team went to the little baby concert, but like a lot of them did, And he canceled shoot around like, hey, you don't have to get up and come downtown on Saturday morning. Like, I know everybody wants to enjoy the concert.
Going to a little baby concert, right?
Yeah. So like I was told he canceled shoot around as a cool gesture. And then they just didn't show up to play, and he was furious. That's what I was told.
Well, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, it is funny, though, that literally, so, like, their worst performances are both because of what they did the night before, because, like, we know that in Portland, where they looked like crap, they looked like crap in Portland, and they looked like crap against Miami. And if it's Miami, it was a little baby concert against – very clearly against Portland, they'd spent too much time at L.A.,
right.
was Chris Harrington's diagnosis of what happened there. It is funny. You think back what you were like. This is a young team, and we can say all we want. Like, be professional. And I'm not saying they weren't. Like, we're musing here about what might have happened. But you look back, imagine yourself at 22 or 23 in L.A., little baby concert. Like, would you be doing everything right? Would you be tucking yourself in at 10 o'clock GP?
Dude, I was 22 years old, college graduate, with a real job at the Commercial Appeal, and I should have gone to jail. Like, a lot. I should have gone to jail a lot. I mean, no, I was outrageous. I look back on...
That's the thing, and that's how old these guys are.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's why I laugh about maybe they were just exhausted from a little baby concert, but I will never criticize because I would be wildly hypocritical to do so. I have no idea how I kept my jobs and stayed out of jail throughout my 20s. I was outrageous.
Right, and that's a 28, too. Probably weren't much of that whole lot better, right? And so, and here they are. I mean, much was made of the fact that the only veteran on the team is Steven Adams, really. Well, that's good because they're young and promising, but it could be bad. Maybe that is why Taylor Jenkins was so ticked off.
I'll tell you this. I remember having a conversation with, I think, Brendan Haywood in studio one night, and it was right after Jahlil Okafor, when he still played for the Sixers. Like, there was that video on TMZ of him, like, literally fighting in the streets, you know, like 2 in the morning. Like, clearly they just left the club and getting into an altercation. It's Jahlil Okafor fighting in the streets. And Brendan said, the thing that the, quote, process didn't take into account, the thing that the numbers and the algorithms cannot compute, is that when you've got nothing but all these young lottery picks together, in the absence of veterans, you've got nothing but young millionaires who have money for the first time in their lives. And there's nobody there to tell them, don't go to the club tonight. There's nobody there to tell them, no, we're not doing that tonight. No, we are landing, we are going to the hotel, and we're going to our rooms, and we're staying there. There's nobody, when you don't have, and this was Brendan talking, married guys on your team, older guys on your team, if you're being led completely by young people, it doesn't mean it will always get wild, but those young people, they're young people with lots of money. They're going to act like young people. You need, because if a young person says goes and joins a team with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook, three old married men with kids. Well, you fly into wherever. I mean, you might go to the club. I'm not saying these guys don't ever party either. But, like, when they say, tonight we're not doing anything. Well, you're not doing anything if they're not doing anything. But right. When your best players are all young guys, largely single, and they're like, oh, man, we can't wait to get out tonight. Well, then who's saying no to them? Who's making them bring it in together? And I'm not saying that's a problem with the Grizzlies. I'm just saying, with teams that have a lot of young players, that kind of stuff can start to pop up.
It is one of the perils, yes, that is in front of them. And, you know, now globally still, they're 3-3. Yeah. I don't think people would have. The point is that of the things that we needed to happen this year, one of them was Ja being awesome. Well, he's been awesome. And one of them was Jaren being, you know, awesome minus or really good plus, and that has not happened. Desmond Bane's been really good, and the defense has been shaky. And do you subscribe, by the way, to the theory that the presence of someone like Dylan Brooks, in addition to mattering because whoever he's covering, he's locking them down, that he brings an edge, and that the edge is contagious and infectious and sets a tone. I'm using all the words that people would use. Sets a tone, tone setter, edge, all of that. Like, do you think Dylan Brooks means more than Dylan Brooks because of what he sort of represents and the energy he brings?
Yes, but not quite in the way you defined it. Like, I don't even know what edge is. I mean, I know it is a term people use all the time.
Right, you know, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think what can...
Sort of intensity, ferocity,
well,
you know.
I think what can happen is you see a guy using as much energy as he is willing to use. And, like, he hasn't always been this way. It just sort of, like, developed into he's going to really get in you and guard you and make things difficult for you. And when you see a guy playing that hard on that end of the court, I think it makes it more difficult for you to not play hard on that end of the court because that guy's probably going to look at you like, yo, man, I'm dying over here. And you're not going to fight through that screen? I'm fighting through every screen, but you're not going to fight through a screen? But you're not gonna sprint back on defense when you're watching me sprint back on defense. I think when you are on the court with somebody who brings that type of defensive energy, I do think it can make you play harder on that end of the court, if only because you don't want that guy looking at you like, why am I killing myself if you're not going to? Because ultimately, if you're not playing hard on this end, then it's not going to matter much what I'm doing. I need you to be there with me, or else your guy will just score on you every time.
I think that's true. I think that's right. And I think, you know, what? And you can see it in games. You can see when whether it was Tony Allen or Dylan Brooks, when they are doing what they are doing and turnovers result, or I mean, Tony was more turnovers than Dylan, but you can then see it does become somewhat infectious. And maybe it's because, you know, you don't want that guy looking for you, or maybe it's just because it sort of creates this moment. I do think that is part of it. Again, it's not the cure-all, and they should guard better than they did Saturday, whether Dylan Brooks is there to embarrass them or not. But I do think that's part of it, and I think that's part of the hope as you look forward to what's coming.
Well, think about it in our own profession, and obviously this isn't apples to apples, but let's say, like, if there were another columnist at the Daily Memphian, and you just sort of, you know, I think we all like to think of ourselves as self-motivated, and so I'm not assigning this to you specifically, just play along. But, like, let's just say you were sort of in a rhythm. Like, I'm going to write three columns a week, and that's plenty. That's a normal workload, and that'll be sort of the routine I get into. And then, you know, on Fridays I'll go play golf, and on Sundays maybe I'll play golf too, but I'll get those three columns a weekend. And then they had another columnist, and this guy was, like, trying to write every day. Or gal, trying to write every day. Like, at some point, you would be like, do I need to do more? Because this person's, like, totally outworking me. And I think that's how I would feel. And I think that's...
Oh, I feel it's a little different because it's competition. But I feel that way. It's really not that different because of Giannotto. Like, I know Mark is always looking for the right column. You know, I know he always is. And if he didn't exist, would I... No, I really do think. I think competition, peer competition, all of that thing, I think it's true.
Right.
Hopefully if you do your job, you want to work hard and all of that stuff. But there is a difference between, there can be a tendency towards complacency.
Sure.
And I think that if you have an incredibly hardworking, productive colleague or competition or whatever, that does, whether you like it or not, it raises your game.
That's exactly right. And I think to circle back, on a basketball team, on the defensive end of the court, the same can be true. If there's one guy out there saying, hey, I'm gonna spend every ounce of energy I have trying to make this an empty possession for the other team, it's harder for you to not do the same. It doesn't mean you'll match him in, you know, intensity level for intensity level, but I do think it can be the type of thing that makes guys go harder on that end of the court. And a lot of times, you know, especially with defense in basketball, it is just, it's not simply an effort thing, but it can largely be an effort thing. And I think Dylan Brooks can improve that, with the four other players that he's on the court with, one of whom, watch this transition, will be Jaren Jackson Jr., who obviously had a rough game the other night, 3 of 12 from the field, 0 of 8 from 3. And there's starting to be some numbers that are, like, undeniably bad connected to him. I mentioned a lot of them earlier in the show. Right now he's shooting 34.4% from 2, which ranks 133rd out of 136 players in the NBA who have averaged at least 5 2-pointers per game this season. The three-point percentage is now down to 27.3 on 7.3 attempts per game. But one of the points Jonathan Sharks at The Ringer made earlier today in an article that was published was, yes, he needs to play better, but he also needs to play more. And I know these things don't obviously go together, but the Grizzlies are just such a different basketball team when he's on the court. They have a +7 net rating when he's on the court, and a -19.7 net rating when he's off the court. Ja Morant's true shooting percentage goes up 6.8 points when Jaren is on the court. His ratio of assist to turnovers is twice as high when Jaren is on the court. regardless of whether Jaren's playing well or not, because they still have to guard him. And every time Jaren's on the court, it opens up space for Ja. And every time he's not on the court, that space is no longer there. And so the point that was made, and I thought made intelligently, is that, yes, it is true that, Jaren Jackson Jr. has to play better. And perhaps playing better is the thing that allows him to play more. But he needs to be on the court, because it's not just that he's not the same, or the, it's not just that that a poor version of Jaren Jackson Jr. isn't good for the Grizzlies. Jaren Jackson Jr. sitting on the bench is not good for Ja Morant. And anything that's not good for Ja Morant is not good for the Grizzlies.
No, I think that's right. And I think, I mean, there can be this early in their season, that can be what they would call noise in some of these numbers. And so you don't know exactly what they all mean at this point. But I think that point, that when Jaren is there, even if he's missing the threes, they still have to guard him. I mean, like, there are a few people out there who say, Jaren's got to stop taking threes and get his butt down on the... No,
that's crazy.
That's stupid. He has to, as Chris Harrington said in the piece that he wrote about Jaren, he's got to start making the threes, and he will. I mean, at least history suggests he will. Whatever your complaints are about Jaren Jackson Jr., he's a fairly well-established, effective three-point shooter. So, now, the ability to do other things when his three-point shot isn't falling is a question. And I thought the really interesting point that Chris made in the piece that he wrote today was, if you look at the history of the Grizzlies, there are players who have been sort of in this place before. Powell got criticized for body language and not being sufficiently physical. Rudy Gay for not being the star that he thought he was. Honestly, I reject the Powell one a little bit, because although Powell was criticized, he was still always productive. He was still always scoring. I thought that the analogy that was most spot on was Mike Conley. Mike Conley, early in his career, a one-year player out of a Big Ten school, picked fourth overall, who was, after he signed his extension, mocked in Memphis. What a waste. He's not going to be able to get it done. Bounce, 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 bounce. Like, whatever is what they said about Mike Conley. Now, it doesn't mean that Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to go on to be one of the greats of all time, but Grizzlies greats of all time, like Mike Conley did. But I do think he has a lot in common, including his awareness of what people are saying and his sensitivity towards, I mean, he's a guy who very clearly is getting down on himself, is part of what is happening here. And it doesn't serve him well. It's totally understandable. But I do think the obligation then is on the Grizzlies to help him get going, because he is, as Jonathan Jark said, the Grizzlies are better when he's on the floor.
Yeah, you don't want him going 0 of 8 from 3, but you do want him taking 8 threes.
You do want him taking 8 threes. And I'm not really worried about that. He's going to make 3 of those 8 threes, or 4 of those 8 threes most nights, or something. Like, that's what he will average out to be. He's a 40-point shooter, whatever, from 3, 2 years ago, I think it was. And so I'm not really worried about that. Right now he's very clearly overthinking it. And I do think also you have to get him involved in other ways, which he has not. Like, you know, how much is there – pick and roll with Ja? Not much. Like, we're not seeing a lot of that. And some of that's on Jaren. Most of it's on Jaren. But some of it's also on the Grizzlies.
That is Jeff Calkins. He will be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. And I saw Megan Triplett, who, of course, works with the Grizzlies, just tweet that Ja Morant is still questionable for tonight's game against the Denver Nuggets. Taylor Jenkins said that Ja will go through his pregame routine, and then they'll make a decision after that. Be back in a second.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yo, I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house, if you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drill, got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out. Then we woo out. This is flip mode, and they know you're like a out. I'm cool, and his mouth wet.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And that's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookston, 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. If you've been there, you know. If you haven't been there, I don't know what you're doing. But if for whatever reason you're not in the mood for barbecue one day, you can still go to Memphis Barbecue Company. They got to have something on that menu that is satisfying for you, whether it's salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. Again, you don't have to love barbecue to go to Memphis Barbecue Company. There's something on the menu for you. You can see it right now. MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. Located at 709 DeSoto Cove. You can dine in 7 days a week or order a pickup order whenever you want. And pick it up at 709 DeSoto Cove. You can make that online order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com. Interesting story from the NCAA today. Illinois announced that its All-American basketball player, Kofi Coburn, is going to be suspended for the first 3 games of the season because he sold university-issued apparel and memorabilia in June. And the reason he's being suspended is because he sold it in June. He could have sold it in July or August or September or October or November.
Oof.
But the Illinois state law that provided student athletes with name, image, and likeness rights, a law that supersedes any NCAA rules, it didn't go in effect till July 1st. And so when they were able to prove, or he acknowledged, that he sold these things in June, he was technically in violation of NCAA rules based on when it happened. And so he must pay a price, and that price is going to be 3 games. It's not the biggest deal in the world. Illinois should probably still start 3-0, but it's just wild to think that something he could do today with no issue whatsoever
is going to be the thing that gets him punished because he did it a few weeks before he was allowed to do it. I was listening to a podcast. These are totally different things. One not so serious, the other very. But, you know, that Ahmaud Arbery case down in Georgia is getting ready to to go to trial. And I was listening to a podcast about that. And, like, it seems crazy if you don't, like, just on a surface level, you're like, well, of course they're getting convicted of murder. Like, there's video of them hunting the guy down and shooting him.
Yep.
An unarmed black man. Like, of course they're going to be convicted of murder. But I listened to this podcast with these experts who know more about it than I do. And they were like, this is not a given. Like, the prosecutors really got their work cut out for them. And it's because, I promise this will make sense in a second, why I'm bringing it up under these circumstances, is because there were laws in place in Georgia at the time that are almost like the stand your ground laws in Florida that got George Zimmerman off. There are laws in place that if you take these three men who are on trial for murder at their word, they probably didn't violate a law. Now, what's happened since then, because that was such a horrific, horrific video, like it's the one thing in Georgia Republicans and Democrats can agree on is that that video was horrific. So all these laws have been changed. So, like, if that same video surfaced today, you'd have no problem. If that same video surfaced today about an incident that happened today, you'd have no problem convicting these guys under current Georgia law. But they are not being tried under current Georgia law. They're being tried under the law that was in place when that happened. And it was a different set of laws.
Wow.
And so there's some real thought that they might be able to beat this murder charge. And, you know, simply because the law was something then, but it's the law's very different now. And on a much less important level, same thing with the NCAA. If Kofi Coburn did what he did today instead of in June, no problem. Nobody blinks. But because he did it in June when for lack of a better word, the laws were different, rules were different with the NCAA, he has to pay a price for it. And it'll be a three-game price that he pays. And so now we're going to start this college basketball season with no Kofi Coburn and no Mark Few for very different reasons. No Kofi Coburn because he sold some stuff, and no Mark Few because he, I guess, pleaded no contest to a drinking and driving incident. And a lot of people have made the point today that it seems wild that Kofi Coburn could get three games for selling memorabilia and Mark Few only get one game for a drinking and driving incident. On that, I hear you, you know, but like the details also matter. Drinking and driving is not against NCAA rules. One is something that the NCAA handles with punishment, and the other is something that Gonzaga handles internally, that Gonzaga is in charge of. You know, you can call it a bad look if you want, and I won't disagree, but if Gonzaga would have said, we're not doing anything to Mark Few, they could have said, we're not doing anything to Mark Few. They didn't have to do anything. I agree that one game seems too short for a drinking and driving incident. I say that as somebody who likes Mark Few a lot. You know, if a player got caught doing the exact same thing, would it only be a one-game suspension? Probably not. So should it be for the head coach? Probably not. But the difference between the Kofi Coburn situation and the Mark Few situation, because a lot of people are tying that together today. Why three games for this and only one game for that? Well, again, one is the NCAA punishing somebody who violated an NCAA rule, and the other is a university punishing somebody who violated no rule whatsoever. Violated a law, sure, but your employer is not obligated in any way to punish you for breaking a law. They can if they want, but they don't have to. And so the NCAA, based on the law, the rules that were in place in June 2021, they had to punish Kofi Coburn. But Gonzaga was not obligated to do anything, and that's among the reasons they did very little. The final game of NFL Week 8 is tonight, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So let's look at it. Giants-Chiefs tonight. At some point, I think Kansas City's got to show up at some point. So you could lay the points with the Chiefs, take them on the money line as well, and also take Patrick Mahomes over passing yards. That's a same-game parlay bet. You could wager a little and win a lot. As you know, FanDuel is America's number one sports book because it's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and they have fast payouts, so fast you can get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in yours today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up with promo code GARY to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code GARY, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. You got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with dinner to go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing the shit.
Perhaps you heard, but if not, let me tell you, the Windows 11 is here. It's faster, it's easier, it's safer. But you'd be wise to not try to upgrade on your own. Don't make that mistake. Don't risk losing anything. Just take your computer. You know where to go. Cooper Systems. Let them handle it for you. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems now for more than a decade. They've been with me from the jump, and they've never left. And that's because, you know, you guys have been letting them sell your computers and fix your computers year after year after year after year. They've got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets. Big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Apple. Really, whatever you're looking for, they either have it, or they can get it, or they can build it. And they also handle data recovery. Any sort of power supply issue you might have, USB port issue you might have. If you got a cracked screen, they can fix it. They handle virus removal. Cooper Systems is your one-stop shop for all your computer needs. So when you need them, they're there for you. And don't forget to shop early for Christmas. You probably heard about these supply chain issues. They are going to limit the availability of computers, laptops, and printers. So shop early. Be smart. 360-9679. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems. On the web, coopersystems.com. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
I know what I learned today. I mean, we learned a lot. But I know what I learned.
What?
Don't pin your Ray-Bans on you and then bend over.
Dude.
You're going to drop them.
I learned that, too.
Learned it the hard way. Isn't it unfortunate how many things we have to learn the hard way in life?
I know, and it was just like it hurts so much more because like we'd had a great time trick-or-treating. The smile on my two-year-old's face is first time trick-or-treating. And then we get back to the door, and I look down, and they're gone.
You knew it.
And there's nothing I can do. It's dark outside.
Over with.
I can't go around with a flashlight looking through people's yards. Like, I'll get the police called on me.
Maybe Dog the Bounty Hunter could help you.
Man, if anyone in Germantown found some blue Ray-Bans, please. They mean so much to me.
Just give them back.
Yeah, they're aviators. Like, they're the only cool thing I own. Please.
They're the only cool. Now, if you want to debate whether aviators are cool, that's a reasonable debate to have.
They're cool to me.
But they were cool to Bennett.
Yeah.
Bennett thought they were cool. You find them, give them back. There used to be a time, I think when I was younger, would be like, man, if I found wouldn't it, like, you'd hear about somebody finding something? Like, man, look at these new Ray-Bans I found. And I'd be like, oh, man, I'd love to find some Ray-Bans. I swear to God, hand to heart, if I found Ray-Bans in a yard, my yard, I would try to figure out who dropped them there and get them back to them.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem, is like, how would they know? I don't live, we were at a friend's house, so I don't know. They don't know me. It's tough.
It's a tough deal. I think our best option here is just to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
If you live in, you want to get more specific about the area?
I don't know it well enough. It was like over near like old Germantown, like the where the water tower is and the commissary and all that stuff.
I know that part of Germantown, kind of
over there somewhere in those neighborhoods.
Okay, so if you live in one of those neighborhoods over by the commissary and you happen to see some Ray-Bans in your yard today, please get them back to Big Bet Bennett.
Please. Because I'll try my best to reward. I'll give you some Grizzlies tickets or something.
Ooh, Grizzlies tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you Grizzlies tickets. I'll give them my Grizzlies tickets too, Bennett.
That'd be cool.
Well, to two sets of Grizzlies tickets.
Could you imagine? That's a great night right there.
It's a great night. You take four people to a Grizzlies game. All you got to do is give Big Bet Bennett his Ray-Bans back. Good luck.
Thanks.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I think it's Nuggets Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum.
Yep.
Denver is now listed as a 1-point favorite. The total's 213. Ja Morant still listed as questionable. Tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock.
I mean, I'd probably stay away from this one just because of the Ja situation. We don't know what's going to happen.
I say the opposite. Jump on it now before the line flips back once Ja Morant is cleared to play, because there's no way he's going to get humiliated in his home arena on a Saturday night and not show up on Monday night against the reigning MVP when he's trying to be the future MVP.
If Ja plays, Grizz are winning. I'm with you.
Jump on it now.
Jump on it, y'all.
It's Denver 1. It will not be Denver -1 if Ja Morant is cleared to play tonight. We think he's got too much pride, too much heart not to play tonight.
Right.
So we're going to get this at Grizzlies +1, and then we'll be on a good number once Ja Morant is announced in the starting lineup. We've outsmarted him again, Big Bet Bennett.
Yes, we have.
We've outsmarted him again.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, there's a new E! True Hollywood Story on tonight. It's in-depth interviews. They're going to explore three of Hollywood's hottest mysteries.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
One is Brittany Murphy's death at the age of 32.
Yeah, my wife watched her documentary. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I don't think how she died is much of a mystery. She was frail. She was using too many drugs.
Yes.
And she got pneumonia and she didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, husband weirdo.
Real bad weirdo.
Yep.
I don't think Brittany Murphy's death is a mystery. Whitney Houston's drowning, also not a mystery. She got super high and drowned.
Yeah.
She did a lot of drugs and drowned in a bathtub. Not a mystery. Third mystery, Carol Baskin's missing husband. A mystery?
Yeah, a bit of a mystery there. Yeah.
I think she killed him.
I think she killed him, too. She threw that man out of an airplane.
I think she had something to do with his death.
I think she might have as well.
But that is a legitimate mystery. If you want to learn more about these mysteries, it's E! True Hollywood Story tonight. It is starting at 8 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jonathan Jarks had an interesting story on Jaren Jackson Jr.'s struggles so far this season at The Ringer. So if you haven't read that yet, go find it at theringer.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday, so we'll look back at Grizzlies Nuggets. Hopefully a Grizzlies victory with a Ja Morant MVP-like performance complemented by a Jaren Jackson Jr. 3-for-8 from 3 game. 3-for-8 from 3.
I like it.
It's like 38%. We'll accept that.
It's a good recipe for a win.
That's a nice recipe for a win. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big, unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $19.99 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, car. When your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-279-2827 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-279-2827 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-279-2827.
As we enter the home stretch in our fight against COVID-19, protecting our families this flu season is more important than ever. At Kroger Health, our team of healthcare providers is here to help. You and your loved ones can stop by any of our pharmacies to get a free flu shot so you can protect the people you care about most. To learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you, visit kroger.com/flu.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you'll get all the tools you'll need for your new job. Visit JobsWithTheBest.com. JobsWithTheBest.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Fall is in the air, and so are Choate's Early Bird Specials. Right now, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier gas furnace. Carrier furnaces come with some of the best warranties in the industry, and Choate's has been professionally installing them for over 60 years. As the system is in good shape, make sure you take advantage of Choate's Early Bird Tune-Up Special for $60. This tune-up is an in-depth 20-point inspection to make sure your furnace is ready for the winter season ahead. So call 347-8086 to schedule your early bird special today. And turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.